This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A great teammate. He's another coach on the floor now. He's a guy that can, you know, telling these guys exactly what needs to be done, and they listen to him because he's one of our leaders. So he's going to do everything to get back, and he'll be back soon.
Hey, Coach, man, we appreciate the time.
Congrats on the win, Coach.
We know you're ripping and running.
Thank you for this.
I appreciate you guys, man.
Appreciate you, Coach.
You're Tony Madlock, University of Memphis assistant coach. Certainly very busy. They got a huge game on Sunday, needless to say. And it's just nice, man. It's nice that here we are in a season that started so uninspiringly. And in Memphis, is you can't say winning in, but it's winning like you feel pretty good about being in.
Yeah, and the thing you wanted was this team to give itself a chance. You know, we talked about it after Tulsa, what you'd have to do, which was complete turnarounds, complete 180. So they'd probably have to go 8-0 before the at that point was going to be a road game at Houston. Remember on Valentine's Day, what'd they do? They went 7-1, okay, and 9-1 overall since.
Yep.
They've essentially done the 180.
That's right.
And that's why it's frustrating with the, you know, with Houston, the AAC situation, that you feel like Memphis has sort of earned that right at least to get the two down there. Forget it. It's just like Tony said. It's like the callers have said. That's behind you at this point. You've given yourself a chance with that turnaround, right, to get this win. And I think we're with all the bracket folks have gotten you, you'll feel pretty good about it. You know, as long as you don't just fumble everything off in the conference tournament, you know, a week from now, a Houston win will get you in.
I mean,
it feels like that Houston win will get you in as long as you don't lose your first game.
Exactly.
You know, the conference tournament.
It'll be interesting because we've talked about most likely
you should be in.
You're going to see Houston in the semis. That's right. What would it look like if you beat Houston in the regular season but then lose to them in the semis? It's going to be a sweat.
As long as you get to them and you don't, you know, lose by 40 to them at that point. I think if you've picked up that
– it's got
to
be a competitive loss.
You've picked up that quarterfinal win. Houston's going to probably be the semi, 2-3. I mean,
oh,
you tell
sure.
me Wichita State losing? No, I don't think so the rest of the way. So you're going to get them there. And I think as long as you're not blown out of the building, you're sitting there on Selection Sunday, you're sitting there feeling pretty good. You know, you went 1-1 against Houston.
Certainly.
Which is a two seed, you know.
You're probably the play-in.
Not to mention, you won the game down there.
Right.
Which is extra juice.
It's
both
true.
Quad ones it's because
true.
Of where, but that's extra juice.
And it's a neutral site.
Hell,
loss.
You saw what a win at South Florida did for their, just
You're
for
right.
their Ken Pom alone went up a few spots.
Now they kicked their
the
ass.
The net went up.
I mean, but yes.
That's part of it.
Yeah.
But that road win, it's more juice.
No, you're right. You're right.
So I think you'd be feeling good even if you lost to Houston in the semis of the conference tournament. A week from now.
We'll ask Mark Adams about this and what he thinks about Memphis only getting one game against Houston. He certainly has a history with Kelvin Sampson. We'll get into all of that and more with Mark Adams from ESPN at 125. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Soon, you're going to be able to parlay your listening to 92.9 into straight cash. Keep listening to Win the Cash. It's the hourly parlay payday on 92.9 FM. ESPN. Parlay your listening into straight cash. $1,000 an hour. Tune all your radios to 92.9 FM ESPN on radio.com. Listen to 92.9 on your smart speakers. Just say play 92.9 ESPN. Powered by Dell Technologies. Call 877-ASK-DELL. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. A radio.com sports station.
Need commercial and industrial pressure washing or facility maintenance? 901 Facility Services has years of experience. Plus management, construction, and cleaning. They keep systems operating efficiently so you can concentrate on doing business. 901FS.com or 901-317-8210.
Why so serious? So raise your glass if you are wrong. And all the right ways are
Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper.
Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading value brand. So you can get back to the party. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Wendy's new classic chicken sandwich is now in the 2 for $5, and that's reason to celebrate. Try the new classic and then take your mouth on a victory lap with the iconic Dave's single, the delicious spicy chicken sandwich, spicy or crispy 10-piece nuggets, or just get another classic chicken sandwich. Taste greatness today with Wendy's 2 for $5. We got you.
For a limited time, a la carte only. Price and participation may vary. U.S. Wendy's.
Get ready to knock down some fun with new multiplier instant games from the Tennessee Lottery. 4 great games that can multiply your next win into big money. Play for $1, $2, $5, or $10 for your chance to win up to $1 million in cash. Pick up a multiplier game today, and with a little luck, your cash could do some serious math. Multiplier games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
This responsible gaming message is brought to you by the Tennessee Lottery. When you play the lottery, it's important to play responsibly. Know your limit and spend only what you can afford. Set a budget and stick to it. And remember, as long as you're having fun, you're always a winner in our book. The Tennessee Lottery is a proud supporter of National Problem Gambling Awareness Month. To learn more about problem gambling resources, visit tnlottery.com.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue, and this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company, which is owned by Melissa Cookston, who is an 8-time world champion and the first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. So yeah, the barbecue is great, but did you realize Memphis Barbecue Company is way more than just barbecue? They have a full menu for everybody to enjoy. Fried catfish, grilled salmon or chicken, and the best smoked wings around. You can see the menu online and even make a pickup order at memphisbbqco.com. That's memphisbbqco.com.
Miami Heat star Duncan Robinson knows a thing or two about being overlooked. From beginning his college career at a D3 liberal arts school to starting in last year's NBA Finals. Now, on his new podcast, The Long Shot, Robinson celebrates the most unlikely and unexpected success stories in sports and beyond. Join Duncan and his co-host Davis Reed on The Long Shot podcast, and they sit down with those who have proven naysayers wrong and overcame the odds. The Long Shot with Duncan Robinson and Davis Reed is available now for free on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your shows.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin, with all guests appearing on the BetQL phone line. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station.
Why you always in the mood? Around like I'm brand new. I ain't trying to tell you what to do, but try to play cool. Baby, I ain't playing by your rules. Everything look better with a view. Why you always in the mood? Around like I'm brand new. I ain't trying to tell you what to do, but try to play cool. Baby, I ain't playing by your rules. Everything look better with a view.
I can never get attached.
The Way of Love Memphis Group and Remax Experts looking to buy or sell your home. That's who you need to get with if you like money. If you want to maximize your profits, I would imagine that's what you would like to do. That's their mission, because obviously that's who they're looking out for, you, the seller. They have the connections. They know the market better than anybody else. Email them, info@livelovememphis.com, to get involved.
Here's a story. Cubbins, a loyal listener to ESPN Radio, certainly appreciate him for that. He reached out to the Live Love team after hearing about it on the show. Wanted to sell his house in East Memphis. He knew that he wanted to sell his house for, knew what he wanted to sell it for, just needed to know from Live Love if they agreed that it was possible. Jennifer Carson, the leader of that team over at Live Love, came out, met with Cubbins' wife, let them know she could sell the house for $15,000 more, $15,000 more than what they wanted. It was the highest price per square foot in the area. But as Jen told him, look, with our marketing strategy, we're going to get it done at the highest price per square foot in your area. That's what they did. The home was sold in 24 hours above Liz's price. You're going to have a similar success story. I've had one. Cubbins had his. Contar's had his. Been nothing but success stories. Call them up, 410-8818. It's the Live Love Memphis Group at Remax Experts. They're the best. They're at livelovememphis.com.
All right, so here's a question we're going to ask you. 535-3776-535-ESPN. Now that Memphis has won 6 in a row, 9 of their last 10, They have one game left. One game remaining on their regular season slate.
That's a big one.
It's Houston. It's Sunday.
That's a big one.
On CBS. Can Memphis do it? Very likely winning in. Presuming no stubbing of the toe in the American Athletic Conference tournament. So
I'll have to revisit our poll here I put up earlier.
Mm-hmm.
What's, see how we're doing on this.
Question of the day.
What's the
question
move?
Of the day? Yeah,
535-377-6535-ESPN.
At the mystery music here. The Twitter account, the yeses are at 60% on the Twitter account, 250 votes.
People, there you go.
People
there
believe.
They believe, John. They believe.
And they believe they can get it done because we've all said likely going to be without Alex Lomax.
535-377-6535-ES.
Here you go. Trying to stir some stuff up. It's the third straight day, BC.
He's always trying to figure out.
Trying to stir something up.
Are they better? Are they better without Mike Miller? Are they better without Tubby
Smith? What if you gave Tubby these players?
Are they better without A-Lo?
It's the third straight day, man, trying to stir some stuff up.
Who is it going to be tomorrow? Are they better without Tick Price? What do you think about Memphis's chances here of winning?
It's worth asking.
Winning on Sunday, likely without Alex Lomax. We go to Brandon. Brandon, you're on.
Boys, I was on Calkins earlier. I'm telling y'all right now, we're going down there and we're going to stomp up their throats. This game's not even going to be close. That's how hard I believe in Penny Hardaway right now. That's how hard I believe in this team. We're going to stomp on their throats and show Houston who Memphis really is.
Well, I appreciate the optimism. I do not share in it, but I appreciate your optimism here, Brandon. I mean, I think it's a lot to ask because Houston has something to play for as well. Let's not lose
sight
of that.
They're back up to 2 seed, last from by most, trying not to fall down to the 3 at this point. So they've definitely.
And a home loss to Memphis just might do that. So you have to keep that in mind. 535-377-6535-ESPN. We go to Tony. Tony, you're on.
Yeah, I think Memphis will win, and I think that they should treat Houston like they are a bunch of little punks.
Ooh.
Because you ran into the lead to get your way. You weren't man enough to pay tights. You got plenty of time to play good. So what they did was just gave Memphis chalkboard material. So you go in there, and you steal their heart. You go, and like I said, you know, I had said a few weeks ago, blaming on the Boogie. Boogie been playing, man. Boogie been doing the doggone thing. He just stepped up. You got a bunch of guys that shooting shots in rhythm now. You know, if you can just stop turning the ball over, I think it'll be all right. But you gave Houston and Calvin Sampson, gave Memphis chalkboard material, and you go in there and you take their heart and treat them like a bunch of little punks.
Take the heart from the punks!
Punks.
Might be my favorite Tony call. Tony, love you, brother.
Tony, appreciate it. 535-ESPN, 535-3776. We go to Corey. Corey, you're on.
Yo, what's going on, guys?
Yo, brother.
Ain't no doubt about it. We're going to go in there and shock them folk, man. Knock them off. You know what I'm saying? It's time. It's time for Penny to get a signature win this year. It's time to get the city off his back, which I always been a diehard Penny Hardaway supporter. I ain't never going to be a turncoat. I don't care what y'all guys saying, what the numbers, Kim Palm, none of that. I don't care about none of that.
John, talking about Michigan.
It's Penny, University of Memphis, to the wheels fall off. And we're going to go ahead and knock these folks off and punch our beard in and come into this tournament red hot. Appreciate it, guys.
Man, that's right.
Corey, thanks for the
appreciate
call.
Appreciate you, Corey. Y'all getting me fired. Y'all getting the brother fired up.
3776-535.
Tony and Corey got a brother fired up.
PN, is Memphis going to win
Brandon
on Sunday?
Too.
How are you feeling? We go to Austin. Austin, you're on.
What's going on, fellas? Y'all doing all right?
Yes, sir.
Man, I think we're going to get it done. I really think so. You know, and I don't want to go into, like, we're better without A-Lo or not. What I would be worried about is if A-Lo came back into that game and he'd just be rusty. And
that's actually a great point. That's a good point.
Yeah,
it's a really good point we had not considered.
If it would slow down production or not, yeah, I just don't know. But yeah. I think we're going to handle them either way.
Well, there you have it, Ross. Thanks for the call. 535-3776-535-ESPN.
He brings up a good point. If you ain't going to have an A-Lo that's close to 100% or one that's going to be out there, you know, limping around not helping you, might be better off just to rest him and go with it's just one we hadn't brought up.
There are real expectations, which
and
can
you
be
help
dangerous.
Boogie, to Brad's point, and it's something we did touch on. Not that we made a little fun of Brad there, but to that point, Boogie knows he's not looking over because you're going
to
be out there.
Can I try to defend the point a little bit? I think that argument can be made without killing the player. There are a lot of great basketball teams with players who don't play that are amazing. And I think that's important when you're dealing with rotations. A lot of coaches don't understand that rule. You can have an amazing player that never sees the court, and like, you don't have to play him.
I just wonder if there's a way to get it all with both of them in there.
No, I hear what you're saying.
To get it all out of them.
Let's go to.
I know we like playing 12 guys, but you know, you only have to play five at a time. You know,
Hank from Horn Lake, you're on.
What's up, Jason?
What's up,
John,
Hank?
And Brad.
What's up, Hank? We haven't heard from you for a while. How you doing down there?
I'm doing pretty good. Steadily working.
Thanks for the mask, by the way.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah.
I think Memphis should beat Houston, but the determining factor is how many points Houston gets off of Memphis turnovers. If they can keep
That's
it
right.
under 15 or 20, I think they've got a real good chance to win.
Hey, Hank, thanks for the
Sounds
call.
Like a good plan to me, Hank.
I'm with you on the turnovers.
You did 12 to 16 range.
Thanks,
yeah. 535-3776-535-ESPN. We go to Dennis. Dennis, you're on.
Hey, guys. Look, a couple of quick points, man. Yep. First, the rotation, I'm with you guys. It didn't make sense. But the way they play, you have to rotate players like that. I mean, I came around and noticed that. I mean, last night, Boogie Ellis, I don't know if you guys noticed, man, but one time he was coming off the court, he looked like he was
gassed.
About to pass out.
Yeah, gassed.
I mean, mm-hmm. Williams had grabbed the man. And another thing about the free throws I noticed, it's kind of like who shoots them. Musa, I think he was like 2 for 6, man. I mean, so it's kind of like who is shooting the free throws while the free throws are so bad, man. But I definitely think we can go down to Houston, man, and I think we're going to give them what they asked for, man. Like Boogie said, we hungry. And Calvin Sampson, we got a present for you, baby.
Hey, Dennis, thanks for the call, brother.
We do owe Kelvin Sampson. That is an easy card for Pennon to play, and one I'm sure that's going to be sucked up by them players.
Because
you have been done wrong.
535-3776-535-ESPN. We go to Rodney. Rodney, you're on.
Well, I'm not going to state nothing for sure. I'm a Tiger fan, and I hope that they win. They have everything to lose and nothing to gain. If they lose this game, then they will have one more opportunity in the tournament. But this is balls to the wall, guys, because your season may be over in a couple of games. So go out there and play like hell is on fire, man. That's the way you got to play. Eliminate the turnovers. Try to hold it under 10 and have your best free throw shooters on the floor in the last 3 minutes of the game, because they probably put Memphis on the line. Memphis is not a good free throw shooting team.
So do you think Memphis is going to win, Rodney?
I hope they win. That's what I'll say.
Okay, Roddy, thanks for the call. So Roddy does not believe Memphis will win on Sunday. It's okay. Like, it's okay to believe that they won't.
I mean, there's a lot stacked against them. This team's won 24 in a row down there.
You guys seem to believe.
They are not going to – oh, no, I do not believe. I'm sorry. I'll be honest.
Jason believes.
I don't think they're going to be able to make enough free throws.
I believe it's going to be tough.
Is that a yes or a no? I'm going to vote they probably lose that game. I hope they win it.
Yeah, I mean, certainly I'm in the same boat. I just think it's one thing to beat, you know, Tulane and Cincinnati and South Florida.
The key difference is now that we think that they're capable of it.
Yeah.
Still a big road to hoe, right? The mountain. It's still a big. I mean, they've won 24 in a row.
Yeah.
The thing is now, I think we think this team, certainly more so than the one that was 6-5
at home, yeah,
is capable of it.
That is absolutely right.
And that's
right.
a sign of growth.
Right,
that's a sign of growth.
It's a lot better than it used
still
to be.
Still
going to
be a tough deal to do. But I love the enthusiasm. I love the confidence of the listeners here.
They go to, or we go to, I don't know who
that's
they
Sam?
Is. I don't know what in the name of God is wrong with me. Sam, you're on.
Hey, I think it's going to be a tough game. I think it's going to be a close game.
Yep.
I think this is a game that all the players are looking forward to also. And I think that, you know, holds in their favor. They haven't played. This is the best team that they've played. So in my opinion, I feel like they know this and they're going to rise up to the occasion. It's not going to be easy, but I think they pull out the W and should be a fun game to watch.
Sam, thanks for the call.
I agree. And some folks don't like rock fights. I think this one's going to be phenomenal. Memphis has struggled in previous seasons, even under Cal sometimes when they weren't, you know, properly built. Okay, when they had the wiry guys, right? You get pushed around and get punked out.
Yep.
DeAndre Williams ain't going to let you get punked out, right? And he's not even the biggest guy sometimes on the floor, but it's his attitude, it's his age, it's his experience. You know, Alex Lomax, no, maybe not on the floor, but that attitude, this one's going to mean something, it's going to mean something to our city. You just don't get the feeling that Memphis is going to be punked. And I've seen Kelvin Sampson say it this year. When they roll is when they punk teams. He literally used that language, said that's what we do. East Carolina punked us.
Yep.
Memphis is capable of punking Houston. The problem is you're going to have to do it on their territory.
Well,
that got pulled out of your hands, unfortunately, by the WAC AAC and Kelvin Sampson. You absolutely owe him, though, and you're capable of it, because Memphis ain't going to get punked out. It's going to be a rock fight.
I'll tell you what worries me. What worries me is that we haven't seen Memphis play a top 25 team this year.
We literally have no idea.
At this point,
we have no idea how they're going to respond. We have no idea how they're going to respond to play. I mean, the best team they've played is Wichita State, I guess, or SMU. I mean, they just have not played an opponent of this caliber, which I think has to be said. You know, this is a very rare season where there was really no non-conference schedule. Memphis played a bunch of cupcakes early on.
Yeah.
And this is going to be their – I mean, look –
it's true. It's the best team they faced. I mean, we've said that.
By far and away. The only ranked team they faced this year, you know, I mean.
They are top 10, 10th in offense. Just talk about how tough it's going to be. They're 10th in offense in the country. They're 5th in defense. So you talk about.
I mean, man.
We can talk about how great Memphis is number one in defense.
You have nothing to base this off of.
But you know what they are offensively? Memphis 159 offensively. Just told you that Houston's top 10 in both.
Yep.
So you're talking about in terms of well-rounded, in terms of being well-coached. But we get that.
Yeah.
And we knew that last year about them too, John. They go down there, they were leading at halftime. They won the game here. They've been, typically, under Penny, a pretty good matchup for Houston. I think they match up well.
But they beat Tennessee on the road last year. They had some tests.
Beat NC State, too.
Yes.
NC State was good last year. Yeah. Remember, I think that was a top 50 win.
And Houston when they beat Houston, they were ranked, I'm almost certain.
Mm-hmm.
So they had top 25 wins that year.
So my thing is, when have we seen this team get punked out under Penny Hardaway and certainly with DeAndre Williams? Punked out.
Tulsa last year.
Well, that's with DeAndre Williams.
Yeah, with DeAndre Williams, no, they haven't.
Not this new look one. And so I don't think that happens. The point is, I don't think Houston's going to run off on you like they've done their last couple of opponents, like they've done Cincinnati in that second half, like they did South Florida, because you're the number one defensive team in the country. So offensively, you know, play like you have here recently.
Yep.
Shots dropping, loosen up a little boogie. Boogie loosen it up, maybe hit a couple of threes and Lander's Nolly, whatever. Opens it up for Moose and DeAndre. This can be done. It will be tough.
Let's go to Philip. Philip, you're on.
I think playing the best team on their schedule is going to bring out the best in the Tigers.
Very well could.
When they're playing lesser, they let things go. I'm hoping that's going to be a curve to all these silly things that are going wrong in spite of all the good things. The other thing I'm looking for, it'll be real interested to see what the referee's mission statement is going to be in the first 90 seconds. Are they going to find a way to call a foul against the most significant player on the Memphis team in the moment, such as James Wiseman and et cetera, on the big games? I don't mean to be a conspiracy theorist, but I'm going to be looking for that.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Philip, thanks for the call.
To his point, you certainly could not afford a DeAndre, specifically DeAndre, just because of what he's meaning to this team now in terms of leadership, inside threat, playmaker inside. You cannot afford him to lose him to foul trouble early. I don't think so.
Yeah.
Because then you're relying on Malcolm, who has stepped up here recently, to do it against a team like Houston. You won't have any choice. And Musa, you've seen. Sometimes you can deal with it. Sometimes you can't. So, I mean, that's why I go back to DeAndre Williams probably going to be the most important guy on the floor, because Houston's going to try to dog you inside and make your guards hit shots. And if they can – I was talking about this the other day. He's so unorthodox. He's tough to prepare for. If he can be a factor inside, it loosens it up for everybody. And so and he's one of the keys. You're first in rebounding margin, out-rebounding teams by 9 in conference play. That's better than Houston. So, like, DeAndre, he's the key to that, and he has to be on the floor to do it.
Yep.
But rebounding, punking out guys, all of it, you're going to want him on the floor.
Well, nobody thinks Memphis is going to lose. That's interesting. Nobody caught it.
Well, I think it's just a sign that Penny's got folks, you know.
Yes.
He's got hopes back up. He's got dreams back up. People believe in this team again, and they do now that they won 9 out of 10, and they do. They look completely different than the 6-5 one that we saw a couple of months ago.
All right, we will come back. Mark Adams is going to join us on the other side. We'll talk to him about Memphis and Houston, about there only being one game here, what he thinks about that. Lots more to come on the other side. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Re-register for the Memphis Area Honda Dealers Bracket Challenge now at 92.9ESPN.com.
It's the 92.9 FM, ESPN, Memphis Area Honda Dealers Bracket Challenge Contest, presented by Papa John's Pizza and Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Get signed up now and be the first to make your picks for the tournament starting March 14th. This year, one local winner with the best bracket will receive $2,000 in prizes, including 50 large Papa John's pizzas, a $500 Visa gift card from Memphis Area Honda, a $500 Amex gift card from Inman Murphy Pest Control, and a $500 Visa gift card from Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Get in at 92.9ESPN.com.
UFC 259 is this weekend, and DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting
betting partner of UFC is putting you in the center of the title fight. Pick either main event fighter to land a punch during this weekend's UFC 259 bout, and DraftKings Sportsbook will give you 100-1 odds. Just bet $1 on either fighter to land a punch, and if that happens, you'll cash $100. Don't worry if MMA isn't for you. DraftKings Sportsbook offers great odds and promotions on basketball, hockey, and so much more. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code WMFS when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 if either main event fighter lands a punch on Saturday. That's code WMFS for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
Looking for fine jewelry for that special occasion? Look no further than James Gaddis Jewelers. Hi, this is Jay Gaddis, and for over 60 years, my family has been here for Memphians on every occasion. Specializing in engagement, bridal, and custom design, we're here to make your dreams come true. Depend on us for birthdays, anniversaries, Valentine's, or any day in need of a smile. We have an extensive selection of gemstone, diamond, and pearl jewelry, watches, and designer pieces. Shop local at Poplar near Mendenhall in the heart of East Memphis. James Gaddis Jewelers, your family's jeweler.
If you're very quiet, you can hear it. The joy, the freedom, the crunch from 100% whole grain oats. Stay outside longer with Nature Valley Oats and Honey Crunchy Granola Bars. We are better outside.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin, with all guests appearing on the BetQL phone line. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station.
He is a college basketball analyst for ESPN. Catch him on American Athletic Conference basketball games. Last night he was handing out cookies, and he joins us now. Mark, how you doing, man?
You know, I always love coming on to Little Doobie Brothers. You know, that tells you how old I am, number one, you know? But I love the Doobie Brothers.
Well, listen, I don't know if you have any cookies left over from last night, but if you did, would Memphis get one?
You know, Memphis will get one if they beat Houston. How about that?
Oh, man, no cookies over South Florida, huh?
Cookies galore, absolutely. It's really fun now to watch Memphis evolve. I remember back early in the season we talked, and of course, DeAndre Williams wasn't playing yet. He's a Christmas gift, you know, and Penny talks about what a winner he is. He changes the culture of the team. And you know what? That all those things have become true.
Yep.
When you look at what he's done over the last 3 games just to win, You know, against South Florida, 13 points, 10 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals. At UC, which was a dogfight, hard to win there, 10 points, 7 rebounds, 10 assists, 2 steals.
Yep.
Tulane only scores 6 points, but gets you 11 rebounds, 5 assists, and 2 steals. That dude,
critical.
He just wins.
Yeah.
That's the thing about DeAndre Williams that a lot of people don't recognize, that he just makes plays to win, a lot like Justin Gorham does, by the way, for Houston. Similar type dudes.
Is this a – before we get into what they need to do on Sunday, I mean, you know, you're the perfect guy to have on because you know Kelvin Sampson, that team, so well. Does Memphis look like a – we realize they got to beat Houston. We've talked to Lenardi, all the bracketologists. Yeah. You need this Houston win. But do they look like, in terms of eye test now, Coach, do they look like a tournament team to you with the way they're playing defense now and offensively?
Well, look, so I'm not an eye test guy. Okay. I'm a results guy. Maybe we're arguing over semantics here. I get that. I'm a results guy. And what I see in the results for Memphis right now is that Kelvin Sampson talks about this sometimes, that he talks about can they get unscripted baskets? And we'll talk about that as a big key coming up in this game. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Memphis was a team that could only get unscripted baskets. I mean, they couldn't score in their half-court sets.
That's right.
Now they're starting to actually score in some half-court sets, which is critical for Memphis. And Houston, here's the thing about Houston that makes them so hard right now. I mean, they're scoring now full court, half court, turnovers, offensive. When once upon a time you play Houston, you say, okay, if we can keep them off the offensive glass, which is about damn near impossible, because I think I mentioned this to you guys last time. I did a focus app. It's an app that I've developed that measures hustle stats.
Mm-hmm.
And Houston goes the – three guys go to the offensive glass for Houston in the USF game, which was the game that I evaluated, 93% of the time. Justin Gorham went 43 for 43, 100% of the time.
Wow.
So you say, okay, if we could just block off, if we can have concentration effort and just block off, we'll have a chance, which Wichita State did, by the way, and it gave them a chance. But here's the extra layer that's come on after the Wichita loss. Houston is so much better in their half-court sets now. They're scoring – regularly now in their half-court sets like a Gonzaga does. And that's why they've been such a load and just hammering people over the last several games, because now it's just not one or two things you need to do to win. You got to do like four or five things now to beat Houston.
We've mm-hmm. obviously talked about it quite a bit on the show, Mark. Once upon a time, not too long ago, Memphis and Houston were going to play two games. And then, yeah. Of course, Memphis had got hit with COVID-19, and that game was one of those games that got lost during that pause.
Yeah.
And the game that was scheduled to be held in Memphis is moving back to Houston, and the other game is not being made up. This certainly feels like a decision that was made on Houston's part. Brad Underwood at Illinois, for example, says we're going to play everybody on our schedule because we're in the same conference. That's what you do. What's the right way to look at the decision by the league to not make up this game between Memphis and Houston?
Now, is the weekend game – so fill me in here, guys. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry I'm not completely up to speed here. I got a game last night, and I just had two games canceled. So my head's spinning. So Memphis-Houston, is that being played this weekend?
Yes, it's the last game of the season
and,
on Sunday.
And they've moved it to
right?
Houston. Right, moved it to Houston.
Moved it
to Houston, and here's the deal, Coach. On this one, you know, it's okay. Well, we're canceling the one because you couldn't reschedule. The AAC had moved the South Florida game up for Memphis to Tuesday. It had originally been Wednesday because the original plan was to play Houston on Thursday, and then Kelvin had agreed to that. But Kelvin got to a point too where he's played so many games, and you've got to do you really still want to face Memphis twice? Do you want to play them on Thursday and Sunday? He said no,
right.
And the AAC said okay. Memphis was absolutely enraged, obviously.
I don't know the dynamics of this, so I won't even comment on that part. However, as a businessman, I will tell you this. It would be in the Americans' best interest for Houston to play at Memphis because – it's going to be a quad one game either way. So if I'm the American, I'm going to find every which way
make them play
to get Houston to Memphis, because that's where Memphis has the best chance to win and insert themselves as a legitimate bubble team. Because right now, if my numbers are correct, Memphis is 0-2 in quad one games.
Yes.
And they're 4-3 in quad two. So if you're the American and you want multiple bids, and right now Wichita State has a chance, right, based upon their signature win over Houston. Houston's in. So to me, if I'm the commissioner of the American, I'm finding any way I can to get Houston to Memphis, to give Memphis the best chance to win a game, to maybe get a third bid from the American.
Right.
So I don't think that the American would kowtow to anybody in that circumstance, because the money's too great. A third bid is worth $1.8 million, you know, over and above the two bids that I think they're going to get right now, potentially, if Wichita State wins out. So, you know, I'm not sure what happened to the dynamics. I haven't talked to Kelvin about it at all, and I haven't talked to the conference about it. My head's been spinning just trying to catch up on where am I going next.
Completely understandable at this point in the season.
Based on that, Mark, it feels like maybe Mike Oresko should have stepped in. Does it surprise you that he didn't, based on what everything you just said?
Because I don't know the entire situation as to who said what when, you know,
sure.
I'm going to shy away from it a little bit, but I'll say this. If I'm the commissioner of the American, okay, and my job is to create the best financial situation for my conference, then I'm going to try to figure out every which way that Houston goes to Memphis, because that gains an advantage. And listen, you guys know me, that I work with Conference USA as to how to manipulate their schedule in order to gain potentially a second bid or
right.
a better seed.
Right.
So I am all about manipulating the schedule in the end. And I've had some offline conversations with some people in different conferences about, hey, you better have your last game in your hip pocket, and you better arrange for the right teams to play at the right place at the right time in order to work the metrics as best you can coming down the stretch. And then why is that important? Because the selection committee watches more games now than at any other time during the season. And like you talk about that eye test, that's when the committee actually watches games. And listen, I know for a fact that the committee watches games and also listens to some of the things that we say if we are credible. And let me say again, if we are credible
right.
on air.
Right.
I know that for a fact. It can be influenced.
Yep, we are, of course, talking to Mark Adams, a college basketball analyst for ESPN. For Memphis to pull this off, how does it need to look?
Well, you know, the first thing is, here's the deal when you play a Kelvin Sampson team, and I've been on the other sideline, so the thing that I would always tell my teams, and Kelvin uses this term, that he likes to come out and punk you.
Yep, just talking
and
about
so
that.
So if you're not, if you don't come out and punk them, they're going to punk you. And Wichita State, they got hit upside the head early in that game, and then they came out, and Kelvin put it in those words, they punked us after that. We're used to punking them. They came out and punked us. So you better have your work boots on, your lunch pail, you know, all the blue-collar references and everything, and you better come ready to take that first swing. When I coached against Kelvin, one thing I always wanted to do was I used to tell my guys, on the first block off, I want to see five opposing jerseys on their ass because they can only call one foul. You know, let's let them know they're in our house tonight. Or let's let them know we're in their house and we're here to physically dominate you. And we would actually work on that. I mean, how to block guys off and just knock them down on the first one. They will call one foul. We'll take it. You know, it sets the tone. Second thing about playing Houston, and it's obvious to you guys, I mean, the turnover deal. And that's been an Achilles heel for Memphis. And with Alex Lomax, will he play, won't he play? You know, but the good news for Memphis, though, yes, they have some turnovers. They almost gave the Cincinnati game away because of a lack of ability to handle full-court pressure. If they can just keep the turnovers to 15, you know, which isn't great, but it would be acceptable.
Yeah.
If they can keep it, like, in that realm, in that range, that gives them a good chance. Then here's the deal. DeAndre Williams and company, mm-hmm. DJ Jeffries, Musa Cisse. Is Musa Cisse now, is he ready for Fabian White, for Bryson Gresham, for the 20, with Reggie Chaney? I mean, we're looking at 20 fouls across their front line, minimum. Mm-hmm. That's with their big lineup. They can go small, too, and you know, go with a four-man, even in Quentin Grimes if they want to. They can go small lineup. And then you got Giroux who goes to the board. So if those three guys for Memphis can stay out of foul trouble while remaining physical, because they have to be physical, otherwise Houston will punk you on the glass, and good luck dealing with them the rest of the way.
What do you do with Grimes, Coach? And I realize it's more than just him. Sasser's having – and DeJean, yeah. We know how important DeJean Giroux is to them too. But because Quentin's been so good, so consistent, I think it's 18 points, 6 rebounds this season, Memphis has a guy that it usually puts on the other team's best guy in Lester Quinones. He's done it all. Tyson Etienne, he shut down. David Collins last night, he's got him all frustrated. We figure they're going to put Quinones on him. What do you want to do against Quentin Grimes to limit him, Coach?
I talked about this in the Western Kentucky game, and – again, coaching against Kelvin, coaching with him, there's one thing I learned is that, you know, and now he's got the NBA background, which is like the secret sauce for him. As a college coach, he didn't always focus on who was hot and give him the ball. Now with his NBA background, I mean, he's going to ride that horse all the way to the barn.
Yeah.
And Quentin Grimes against Western Kentucky, I said, look, you need a designated defender. That never helps. That defender has one job. Don't let Quentin Grimes get the basketball. I said this on the air. If Quentin Grimes, and I used to tell my players this, if Quentin Grimes goes to the men's room, I want to know which stall, and I want you to get in the stall with him, as sick as that is. Because that dude can shoot it from the seated position the way he's shooting the ball right now. So you better know which goddamn stall he's in. And that's the way I look at Quentin Grimes. I don't care where he goes on the floor. I don't care if he's 50 feet away from the basket. I am going to cut the head of that snake off because he's the venom of this team right now. And he's making shots. And once he makes one easy shot where he's open, the basket looks like it's 15 feet wide for him. He knocked down a shot from 30 the other day in a heat check. Look it up. It was unbelievable. But I am not letting him touch the ball. And if Lester can't keep him from touching the ball, then I'm going to bring somebody else in that can. Mm-hmm. It's going to be really simple as to who's defending him, whoever keeps him from touching it.
You know, Mark, you know this as well as anybody, especially with sort of your work in the league. They need their brands to be their brands again. They need Memphis to get back to the tournament. They need Wichita State to get back to the tournament. Really, they need Cincinnati to get back to the tournament, right? And they need Houston. They need to be able to really retain Kelvin Sampson at Houston. And one piece of that, of course, is Wichita State's decision to make Isaac Brown the permanent head coach there, removing the interim tag. Can he do it? Is he the man for the job who can – obviously, they look like they're going to make the tournament this year. Can he have them in a position to do that every year like Greg Marshall did once upon a time?
The answer is yes. And I was, I think, the first national guy to come out and say that he should be hired as the head coach. I don't know of anybody that came out before me. I came out way before the Houston game and said that he was the guy because I saw growth in him as a head coach from the Missouri game, which I did, and they lost, all the way to the Houston game. And, again, I was saying it before that ever happened, but that kind of iced the deal. And, you know, there's another underlying topic that we don't talk enough about, and we don't give the American enough credit for. The American has 11 head coaches. 7 of them are black. Now, Kelvin's Lumbee, okay? But 7 coaches out of the 11 are black. And when you look at the highest-paying jobs in the country and the big football-playing conferences, only 12% of those coaches are black. Gee, I wonder why. Do you think it's because 13% of the athletic directors are black and because 12% of the presidents of those universities are black? You know, we need to have a conversation in this country, and we are, and I'm driving part of that conversation, because when I look at what's going on in college basketball and the fact that in these conferences that pay the most money and only 12%. So that means 88% are white. Well, you got 80% of the players are black at that level. There's something wrong there. And so I applaud Wichita State for hiring the right guy for the job. That's Isaac Brown. He didn't get it because he's black. He did it because he did a damn good job under difficult circumstances. He earned that position.
Amen.
So I'm not saying just give away jobs. But what I am saying is let's give people an opportunity like Isaac Brown to do the job. So how do you do that? Internships at the athletics administration leadership level. I mean, how many guys are there? Justin Gorham is a great example of a thoughtful, smart, athletic, interesting young man for Houston who would be a great athletic administrator someday. And we need to look at how can we bring quality people in of color to these positions. Because they're looking around. They don't see anybody that looks like them. That's wrong. And we've got to come up with solutions, grassroots level, to provide opportunity. So I'm proud of Isaac Brown being named head, not because he's black, because he earned that job, period.
Mark, man, great stuff as always. You know we always appreciate
best,
your
Coach.
Visits. Thank you.
My pleasure, guys. And listen, have fun. I'll be yelling at the TV just like you guys on Sunday.
Yes, sir. Sounds like
a plan. Looking forward to it, brother.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you, man.
Bye-bye.
He is Mark Adams, enthusiasm. I think he brings up some great points there, you know, about diversity. And the
American
really
does
is.
America does get it, right?
Yeah, because you've got Ron Hunter, you've got Penny, you've got Aaron McKee.
Isaac.
Isaac. Kelvin Sampson, I believe, is Native American.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't.
Sounds right.
Is that? I mean, that's of color, I guess you would say. I don't know. Where that sort of falls, but you know they and I'm missing some for sure off the top of my head.
He said Lumbee Indian community.
Yes,
right. That's what Coach said. Lumbee.
But yes, I mean the Americans actually doing a really good job. They're doing a really good job of representation, right? I mean they just are.
Well, and it's not a case where I don't think it's all African American athletic directors at these schools that have got African.
Correct.
I mean, we know that's certainly not the case here in Memphis, but he's right, and that applies to the professional ranks as well. We've talked about that. Getting more black GMs in, you get more head coaches in, guys that they know, right? Because it's all about relationships. You got more relationships with black folks if you're a black GM, something like that.
That's true.
Obviously, you bring that to the table. He's right. The Americans head of the rest of the country. I just appreciate him being so vocal about it. We've got some that would rather say, you know, no, that's, you know, Americans doing fine. We don't have a problem to move on. I heard somebody a couple of weeks ago say the NBA doesn't have an issue. That it's just the NFL. Give me a break. It's ridiculous. What we got now after McMillan's still there. So what is it, four?
Yep.
And the NBA, it's if it's that.
Yeah, so McMillan's an interim, you know, isn't he?
Yes.
Yeah.
Inherited a situation. Yeah. Doesn't that sound like what JB been doing for a while?
Yep.
We can get into that. It's been a whole segment on it. In terms of the types of jobs, then. But again, that's NBA. He's right. Americans ahead of schedule. I just appreciate coaches like Mark, white coaches, right? Former coach, retired, pointing out, being vocal that there's an issue.
That's right.
Right, and being vocal about it.
That's right.
So,
thanks to Mark Adams for joining us here on the show. Maybe Memphis can get a cookie on Monday if they beat Houston.
He said they won't get it unless they beat Houston.
Look,
you ain't getting one for beating South Florida.
Those cookies must be damn good.
I think his wife makes them.
Yeah.
They look good.
All right, we will come back, wrap it up here on a Wednesday. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Pre-register for the Memphis Area Honda Dealers Bracket Challenge now at 92.9ESPN.com.
It's the 92.9 FM, ESPN, Memphis Area Honda Dealers Bracket Challenge Contest, presented by Papa John's Pizza and Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Get signed up now and be the first to make your picks for the tournament starting March 14th. This year, one local winner with the best bracket will receive $2,000 in prizes, including 50 large Papa John's Pizzas, a $500 Visa gift card from Memphis Area Honda, a $500 Amex gift card from Inman Murphy Pest Control, and a $500 Visa gift card from Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Get in at 92.9ESPN.com.
One of the things I love about betting on basketball is I'm always finding new player props or game props that I like, and what's cool about FanDuel Sportsbook is you can combine these props with other bets from the same game to score an even bigger payout. It's called a same game parlay bet, and you can only find them on FanDuel. What do I like to do? It's bet a side, then pair it with a prop bet, maybe a Ja point total or a Jaren rebound total. There are a billion ways to play, and right now, new and existing users can get up to $25 back each day if your parlay falls one leg short with same game parlay insurance. It's just one of many reasons to bet on FanDuel. It's where I play because it's easy to use and because they have fast withdrawals, odds boosts, and specials every day. So go download the FanDuel Sportsbook app today and try same game parlay and use promo code Gary. That's promo code Gary on FanDuel, an official partner of radio.com and 92.9 FM ESPN. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund $25. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
joint smoother than smooth and bolder than the Blues. It's hump day, which means it's time for a drink. You know I always recommend my friends at Blue Note Juke Joint. It's my go-to whiskey. It should be your go-to whiskey as well. It's smoother than smooth and bolder than the Blues. You can find it in any of your favorite liquor stores, and you can't miss it. It's the bottle with the blue label. It looks great sitting on your bar, and it tastes great as well. You can drink it neat. If you're classic, you can drink it on the rocks, or you can go to BlueNoteBourbon.com, find all kinds of different recipe ideas. It's all there on the website, BlueNoteBourbon.com. One of my favorite things about it is that it is made right here in Memphis. So, you know, every time you buy a bottle, you are supporting a Memphis business and a Memphis drink. So what are you waiting for? Go pick yourself up a bottle of Blue Note Juke Joint today.
Imagine feeling the freedom of 20/20 vision without the hassle of foggy glasses and contacts. Well, thanks to the LASIK Vision Institute, that freedom could be yours. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way. At the LASIK Vision Institute, we're now offering 20% off LASIK with our latest Wavelight laser when treated in March. Go to LASIK.com to see this offer and see if LASIK is right for you. Plus, LASIK has never been more convenient. The procedure typically only takes 15 minutes, and most patients can get back to work the next day. The LASIK Vision Institute offers the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology, and our expert medical teams have performed over 1.3 million procedures. Go to LASIK.com today to schedule your free consultation and start feeling the freedom of better vision. That's LASIK.com. Individual results vary. Must mention this promotion and be treated in March 2021 to qualify. 20% off standard price of Wavelight procedure. Go to LASIK.com for details.
Get ready to knock down some fun with new multiplier instant games from the Tennessee Lottery. Four great games that can multiply your next win into big money. Play for $1, $2, $5, or $10 for your chance to win up to $1 million in cash. Pick up a multiplier game today, and with a little luck, your cash could do some serious math. Multiplier games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
This responsible gaming message is brought to you by the Tennessee Lottery. When you play the lottery, it's important to play responsibly. Know your limit and spend only what you can afford. Set a budget and stick to it. And remember, as long as you're having fun, you're always a winner in our book. The Tennessee Lottery is a proud supporter of National Problem Gambling Awareness Month. To learn more about problem gambling resources, visit tnlottery.com.
Miami Heat star Duncan Robinson knows a thing or two about being overlooked. From beginning his college career at a D3 liberal arts school to starting in last year's NBA Finals. Now, on his new podcast, The Long Shot, Robinson celebrates the most unlikely and unexpected success stories in sports and beyond. Join Duncan and his co-host Davis Reed on The Long Shot podcast as they sit down with those who have proven naysayers wrong and overcame the odds. The Long Shot with Duncan Robinson and Davis Reed is available now for free on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your shows.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin, with all guests appearing on the BetQL phone line. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station.
Noticing damage to your roof, leaks, we've all been there. It's not a good feeling, sadly. But we got some good news for you. Perk up. Because we got the man for the job. He's going to fly in with his cape, with his big truck, lift it up. His name is Chris McCauley from McCauley Roofing and Renovation. He's going to show up. He's going to get on your roof. He's going to assess the damage. He might FaceTime you from the roof. He's going to say, hey, you got this, 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 and this. Don't worry. He's going to deal with your insurance. He's going to deal with the claims. He takes the process out of your hands completely, makes it as stress-free as possible. Make sure that when he comes out, you mention that you heard about him on the Jason and John Show, you're going to get a free roofing upgrade.
Takes care of it all, including insurance claims. He'll take all the stress right out of it for you. Need an entire roof, need just repairs. Maybe you got some missing shingles, doesn't matter, big or small. It'll handle it for you. Storm damage from the recent ice and snow, perhaps, some holes you noticed. Chris can take care of those for you as well. Give him a call. Only voted most popular roofing company by Memphis Most tells you they're the best, because that's what the people that have used Chris McCauley have said. Check out their five-star reviews on Facebook. You can look them up again. McCully Roofing and Renovations. Very easy to find, very easy to call. 901-487-7096. It's McCully Roofing and Renovations.
Rising star has been announced. Ja Morant is a rising star. Now, of course, there's no game, we should say.
Yeah, it's kind of like McDonald's All-American, no McDonald's All-American.
Yeah, don't want to get you too excited, but...
it was because it was fun last year watching him and Zion.
Yes. I mean, it definitely was. But Ja Morant is a rising star, which, of course, he is. Of course, he's a rising star. Brandon Clark is a rising star. Precious Achiuwa, former Memphis Tiger, is a rising star.
He's been a stud this year for them. Perfect fit, as we said when it happened.
That's right. James Wiseman is also a rising star.
No, yeah, he's quitter.
So those are the
good for James. Good for James.
Those are the local ties here. And again, there's not going to be a game.
There's no game. But it'll go down on history. You'll be in the wiki entry, John.
It is a very
you'll have your name on it.
I
rising
know,
stars of the game that didn't happen.
This is one of those great
unfortunate.
Honors.
It's unfortunate. It's like we talked about, McDonald's All-American game, and that ends its second straight year. You're McDonald's All-American, you can't play in the dang game. It's a part of what we've been through the last year with COVID, and you're just hoping that by this time next year, this is all just a distant memory, and nothing else is getting canceled or put off, and that we're all back and vaccinated, all that kind of good stuff. Hopefully this is the end of, hey, it's just a list, you don't get to play in the game type stuff. Should be, right, by all accounts.
Oh, for sure.
My gosh, the vaccines are flowing. Just haven't flown this way. They just haven't flowed this way yet.
Yeah.
They're going to come, though, right, John? They're going to come. I'm going to get it, ain't I?
Joe Biden said...
folks lying.
Joe Biden said everybody's going to be able to get it by May now, which means I think...
I think everybody's going to get it before us in the country, which Shelby County going to be last to get everybody.
I think...
we'll be behind the rest of the country.
That's exactly.
We're still playing catch-up.
Yeah, right. We're definitely behind. But NBA Top Shot also has announced they're going to drop a pack for the Rising Stars.
What?
March 7th. So hopefully I can get my hands on that one, too.
I can't wait for you to open that pack. That's once me and Brad see what you're going to get, that's when we're going to chip it in together and invest.
That's right.
Get us a job.
That's going to do it for us today. Thanks to all of our guests who joined us on the show today. Thanks to Mark Giannotto. Thanks to Tony Madlock. And thanks, of course, to Mark Adams for hopping on the show.
Thank you, coaches.
Giannotto and Jeffrey are up next. Don't miss it. They'll be breaking down all of the latest from the Memphis basketball win last night and more. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis.
92.9 ESPN from Radio.com.
Memphis and the Mid-South's flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. Soon, you're going to be able to parlay your listening to 92.9 into straight cash. Keep listening to win the cash. It's the hourly parlay payday on 92.9 FM ESPN. Parlay your listening into straight cash. $1,000 an hour. Tune all your radios to 92.9 FM ESPN on radio.com.
Pre-register for the Memphis Area Honda Dealers Bracket Challenge now at 92.9ESPN.com.
It's the 92.9 FM ESPN Memphis Area Honda Dealers Bracket Challenge Contest presented by Papa John's Pizza and Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Get signed up now and be the first to make your picks for the tournament starting March 14th. This year, one local winner with the best bracket will receive $2,000 in prizes, including 50 large Papa John's Pizzas, a $500 Visa gift card from Memphis Area Honda, a $500 Amex gift card from Inman Murphy Pest Control, and a $500 Visa gift card from Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Get in at 92.9ESPN.com.
Download the Radio.com app and listen to 92.9 FM ESPN on the go. Then simply favorite 92.9 FM ESPN on your smartphone. 92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's Radio.com sports station.
92.9 ESPN from Radio.com.
Memphis's sports station.
There is a nationwide gun and ammo shortage. Thank goodness at Top Gun Memphis, we still have ammo and firearms to sell. Come on out to the largest indoor gun store and gun range and academy in the Mid-South. If you're ready to take your permit to carry class, you can sign up online at TopGunMemphis.com. That's TopGunMemphis.com. The largest indoor gun store, gun range, and permit to carry academy in the Mid-South. TopGunMemphis.com.
Found the roof leak.
Where?
See those shingles?
Oh, what do we do now?
I pity the fool. You need the A-Team.
What?
A-Team Roofing in Collierville, one of only two diamond contractors in the Mid-South. They're a licensed general contractor, but also a licensed insurance adjuster. When it comes to insurance approval, the decision really is in the details.
Well, yeah.
Get your roof done right. Call the A-Team, 901-605-ROOF.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
You okay? I'm A-OK.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who experience occasional bloating, gas, or abdominal discomfort? Join the Align Healthy Gut Team Up and see how healthy your gut can feel. Align contains a quality probiotic strain developed by gastroenterologists. It adds more good bacteria to your gut to naturally help soothe your occasional digestive upsets with continued daily usage. This is the time to join the Align Healthy Gut Team Up from the number one doctor-recommended probiotic brand. Sign up at AlignProbiotics.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Wendy's new classic chicken sandwich is now in the 2 for $5, and that's reason to celebrate. Try the new classic and then take your mouth on a victory lap with the iconic Dave's single, the delicious spicy chicken sandwich, spicy or crispy 10-piece nuggets, or just get another classic chicken sandwich. Taste greatness today with Wendy's 2 for $5. We got you.
For a limited time, a la carte only. Price and participation may vary. U.S. Wendy's.
With the iPhone SE for $49.99 in store from Cricket.